Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, January 14th. Snow squall warnings continue for Northern Grey and all of Bruce County. Let's take a look at our Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass and Owen Sound. Highways in Grey Bruce are partly snow-covered with some slippery sections. Poor visibility at times on the Bruce Peninsula and from Allenford to Owen Sound, as well as around Chatsworth. But squalls can change conditions without notice throughout the region. County roads across Grey Bruce are partly to snow-covered with icy stretches. Saugeen Shores Police say there's no evidence to suggest an imminent risk to a local school after they say online threats were made. Police say they investigated a report of a threat to Saugeen District Senior School late Sunday. Staff and parents contacted police after threats were made by a Snapchat user profile under a fake name. Police say an investigation identified the person responsible for the messages. They say there was no evidence to suggest an imminent risk, and their investigation is continuing. A garage fire east of Burgoyne has resulted in about $200,000 in damage. Aaron Eldersley Fire Chief Steve Tiernan says they're not completely sure what caused the fire, but they had responded to the same address Monday for a fire as well. Tiernan says the problem may have been an extension from a wood stove. The fire in the large detached garage Tuesday was knocked down by roughly 25 firefighters from the Tara and Paisley fire stations. They were on scene for about 5 hours. Tiernan says there was a lot more saved than lost in terms of the structure and its contents. No injuries were reported. South Bruce OPP responded to a collision on Highway 9 west of Bruce Road 12 today. They're reminding people with snow squalls you may encounter whiteouts, and they're asking drivers to adjust their speed accordingly. Kincardine Council is looking at its draft 2025 budget. Council recently took an in-depth look at spending options for this year and directed staff to present a list of projects and expenses that wouldn't see a tax rate increase of more than 5%. The proposed budget has not yet been approved, but it's looking like a 4.96% tax increase. Grey Bruce Farmers Week concludes today at the Elmwood Community Center. The 7-day agricultural conference and trade show wrapped up with Ecological Day. For those who didn't or couldn't attend the event this year, there are live stream presentations of the various seminars available if you visit greybrucefarmersweek.ca. Two more people have said they won't be running to become the leader of the federal Liberal Party. Christy Clark and François-Philippe Champagne announced today they will not run to replace Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This comes as Chrystia Freeland, Karina Gould and Mark Carney are expected to announce they plan to run sometime this week. Those who wish to run must declare their intention by January 23rd. The party is set to announce its new leader on March 9th. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs are set to take on the Dallas Stars this evening. That's a 7 o'clock start. The Leafs are trying to avoid a third straight loss. Ottawa, Montreal, Calgary, Vancouver and Winnipeg also have games tonight. The Canucks and Jets face off in an all-Canadian battle. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, Toronto faces Ottawa. Several Owen Sound Attack players were included in the NHL Central Scouting's midterm prospect rankings for the 2025 NHL Draft. David Bedkowski, Jake Crawford, Harry Nancy, and Tristan DeLille noted among North American skaters, while goaltenders Matthew Kaprowski and Trenton Bennett also made the list. The Attack are off until Friday when they play on the road against Connor Smith and the Brampton Steelheads. You can hear that game live on Kiev Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. Saturday, the Attack return home to host the Flint Firebirds, and a special giveaway is planned, a free Attack-themed chip-and-dip plate for fans who attend Saturday's game at the Bayshore. And in Australian Open tennis, Canadian Denis Shapovalov is on to round two. Rebecca Marino eliminated. Felix Auger-Aliassime and Leila Fernandez play their second round matches tonight. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, snow squall warnings are expected to continue for Bruce County and Northern Grey County through tonight, tapering off sometime tomorrow. -8, the wind chill -17. Flurries and squalls could continue tomorrow, still windy, -5, feeling like -17 with the wind chill. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.